They enjoy saying it every year in their economic surveys. Burkina Faso is the poorest country. Mali is the poorest country. Niger is the poorest country. We are ranked among the last. Very well. If we are as poor as they say, but when the time came to take responsibility, we asked these masters to leave. Why don't they want to leave? When we take the case of Niger, for over 40 years, some countries have been exploiting uranium to produce energy for themselves. From Ottawa to Paris, the streets are lit up. That's the light. But in Niger, it's darkness that is served to us. When you go to our state, our lands are riddled with holes, everywhere in search of precious metals like gold, but often there isn't even the slightest accessible road to reach the areas where they exploit gold, let alone some basic social services. That's why we decided to revolt and take the destiny of our countries into our own hands. There are many other examples. But when we decided to do so, well, we were approached by some armchair slaves to deliver the message of their master, because they had created this kind of polymer chain that rises to the head of our states to serve them. And we came to break the chain. And it's inconceivable for them. They approached us and asked us to fall in line, to become part of the elite that must lead Africa. Because they have a trained and conditioned elite that they must follow, who are embedded in that chain. We refused, Baofat, to fall in line with them. And from then on, hostilities began. They have infiltrated our areas with several mercenaries, trainers. Agents have descended into the Sahel, hoping to carry out barbaric, cowardly attacks against our populations, hoping to incite them to revolt. In addition to these on-the-ground attacks, communication attacks, manipulation, and disinformation are rampant in their ranks. But the people of the Sahel have understood, and never again will they be manipulated. They know where they come from. They know what they are doing. And they know where they are going. We will no longer allow this. People are awake and fighting today, not for ourselves, but for future generations. And thank you all for the fight that is being waged. This never makes us cry. We will not tremble. We will face it. We will fight for true independence, for our freedom. Because to scare the people of AES, these individuals only have three terms in their mouths: democracy, freedom, human rights. Of course, their local lackeys are only elected in a democratic, free, and transparent process, according to them, their values. What could be more normal? That they want to impose this on us, because they are the ones who set the rules. Very well, we have decided to take responsibility for ourselves. That's why on July 26, 2023, when Niger decided to turn the page, the armchair slaves and their masters got on their high horses. They put their local lackeys forward and decided to wage a war against the Nigerian people. So we said, anyone who dares to attack Niger will face us, because we will wage a relentless war to the last drop of blood against anyone who dares to attack our states. This statement, this decision we made yesterday, is relevant today and will be relevant tomorrow and forever. Thus, the AES was born on September 16th, 2023, within a framework of mutual defense. But we deemed it necessary to extend and expand the architecture of the AES. What brings us together today should allow us to venture into other areas beyond defense, notably finance and economy, infrastructure, health, education, and so on. I hope that these moments will be a story we write for the AES, but especially for Africa and the entire world. May God enlighten each and every one of us. May God inspire us in these tasks entrusted to us. And above all, when we carry out our work, let us keep one thing in mind: the supreme interest of our populations. With that, we pray once again to the good Lord to accompany us all in our various tasks, to protect our fighters, who, thanks to them, allow us to sit here and discuss the future of our states. Once again, thank you, people of Niger. Be united and in solidarity, people of the AES, the homeland or death.